So the 1930s are progressing. We've got the New Deal going on the national level. But then, of course, we get to World War II. Draft laws put into effect right away, and you have to worry about Selective Service coming after you. And the Quakers and the Brethren and the Mennonites, the peace churches, have a special role. Now I think conscientious objection is established.
It's pretty well established, yes.
What about alternative service? Did the AFSC have the specific role in setting up these camps?
Yes, they've set up some of the camps. Mennonites and Brethren and others set up their own camps. The government set up its own camps. And many of the Quakers worked in hospitals, particularly mental hospitals. And there's quite a famous case in Philadelphia of Byberry Hospital, which was a mental hospital where the insane were treated in a sort of a 19th century or medieval fashion. They were thrown around and beaten up and kept in pretty degrading situations. And AFSC workers would go in and introduce nonviolent tactics and actually changed Byberry much for the better in their procedures. Now, Byberry has closed, and I'm not quite sure why, but in any case, at least temporarily, the AFSC made a difference.
So that's one of the kinds of alternative service one could do. Actually, I thought they started out mainly on the conservation stuff that they did, the camps where they were out there.
There were some, yes, out in the West, in North Dakota and so on, yes.